Welcome to another podcast from the Learn IT to Teach project. Mareike Gertz is an instructor at the YMCA of Greater St. John in New Brunswick. Mareike is implementing Portfolio-Based Language Assessment, PBLA, in a LINC program that blends face-to-face and online delivery using the LINC courseware. Her teaching context is not a typical LINC program. She meets her students in class for half of her contact time, and she assigns work for her learners to do outside of class. Mareike has successfully integrated this blended delivery model using edulink.org and PBLA. There are two parts to Mareike's podcast. In part one, she describes her teaching context, including how she integrates the face-to-face using some sample activities. In the second podcast interview, Jim interviews her about how she applies PBLA in her context and the benefits and challenges. Mareike concludes by offering some advice to other LINC teachers who may be required to use PBLA in a blended context.
Good morning, I'm Jim Edgar with Learn IT to Teach, and I'm on the phone with Mareike Gertz at the St. John Y. Mareike is our Learn IT to Teach mentor for New Brunswick. Mareike, why don't you tell me a little bit about your teaching context?
Sure, yeah. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for doing this with me. So I work at the YMCA Newcomer Connections, as you said, and I teach a LINC 7-8, and I also do employment language. So at the higher LINC level, my students are mostly PNPs and entrepreneurs, and they have two evening classes a week for 2.5 hours, and then they also work at home for 2 days a week. And on Fridays, we have time to make individual appointments, and sometimes we also go on field trips. We have a great computer lab here on site that we can use, and almost every classroom is equipped with a smart board, so we're very fortunate. That's where I work.
Excellent. And your students, you said, do some of the work at home or not on site. What sort of work do they do?
Well, one of the activities that, for example, that I did last month was where they have 2 days in class and 2 days at home. We would start an activity in class, but we really want to use our class time for practicing speaking and listening. So a lot of their reading and writing activities are done at home. So we can really use that time in class to practice the other skills. For example, we would watch a video about the differences between Canadians and Americans. We'd discuss that video in class and talk about some typical things that we identify Canadians with. And then I had a questionnaire about Canadian identity, and we looked at the graphs online. And then at the end of the class, students go home and they can review that video. They would read the summary of the research, because it's available online, and then I would also ask them to write a piece about a simple symbol that's important for them, and then they can submit that on EduLink. And then the following class, we would discuss comprehension questions for the summary that they read, and they would also exchange their written work with a peer to give each other feedback. So that's an example of how I would use the blended approach with my group.
So a typical class really involved them doing independent work at home outside of class, and then a lot of follow-up and integration with what you do in class.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So in class, sometimes we discuss some of the vocabulary before we start a topic, but that's also something that they can do at home. But they really express that they want to use that time in class to practice their speaking and do discussions and talk together. And then the reading and writing, which is really individual work, as you say, they would do that at home just to save time.
Why is it you're doing that at the Y? Is there a reason why, you know, this type of approach is being used?
Yeah, well, it didn't happen overnight. I started using EduLink in 2014 when I did my stage two of the EduLink training, the Learn IT to Teach training. And at that time, I just had a class every day, and I just used EduLink to give a little bit of homework so they could review an activity that we'd done in class, or maybe they practiced some vocabulary. but we had quite a large influx of students, and my own responsibility changed. So out of necessity, we created the blended approach. And it started with just one day of working at home, but now we have that 2-2-1 approach, where they're working at home for 2 days, and then on Friday, they have individual appointments.
How do the students respond to this approach?
It takes a little bit of getting used to, but most of the students really like the flexibility and the independence that it gives them. Sometimes for new students, especially if they're entirely new to the program, it takes a week or two to get into that routine because they have to get used to navigating the website and working in a different format than the classical, you know, frontal approach. Mm-hmm. But they quickly realize that the work that they do at home really is a part of an ongoing lesson plan. And if they don't do it, then they miss time and they cannot fully participate in the following class. As an extra motivation, it also counts towards their attendance. So I find that they quickly get motivated to do the work at home because they see the benefits of it.
That's great. Do many students find that accessing technology is like a computer is a barrier to them to working outside of class?
With the group that I do the blended approach with, they're all higher level students and they don't have those issues. Sometimes there might be a problem with software if they're using a different kind of software. So that could be a bit of a challenge, but no, I haven't found an issue with students not being able to access the internet at home or not being able to do the activities.
Excellent.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. Learn IT to Teach is funded by the Government of Canada through Immigration, Citizenship, and Refugees Canada. Thank you for listening.